One.
Hello, we are back with another episode of Three in the Key, and today we are going to be doing NBA trivia.
So yep. This is part two of NBA trivia, and you've seen it before, so with no further ado, let's get into it. Brendan.
Well, another thing to add, you guys can play along with us, try and guess the questions.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Okay. Brendan, do you want to, so obviously one person's going to ask a question, the other two are going to try and say the answer faster. So Brendan, do you want to start us off?
Sure, I'll start us off. So my first question is, four players have won MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in the same year. Name two.
Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon.
That is correct.
Let's go! Bet that.
And then another one was Giannis.
That's tough. Milo, why aren't you talking?
I completely zoned out when he said the question, so I wasn't even thinking.
Not a good
Sorry.
Okay. I was looking at something on my computer.
Should we do winner ask the question or just...
Let's just do...
Sure, just go in a circle.
Okay. Who became the first European to win MVP?
Nikola Jokic?
No.
That's not ball knowledge.
No. Giannis? No. It's...
Come on, guys.
Giannis? No. It's going to be a...
Dirk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nurk Nowitzki.
2-0. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. I am going to ask, which NBA player is cousins with Tracy McGrady?
Vince Carter.
Yep.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, you did not know that one?
We could tell, Brendan. We could tell. You didn't say anything. Oh, wait, you're up.
Okay. What U.S. state has produced the most NBA players?
New York?
Wrong.
California.
Obviously,
I got
the biggest
that though.
No, we tied.
That's me.
No, that was me.
And you already guessed, so I feel like it's gotta go.
Yeah, tight.
All right, you got.
Play that back. We know we say it at the same time, but whatever. All right, it's me.
Yeah,
it is you.
All right, who was the first Argentinian to play in the
NBA? Manu Ginobili.
Oh, no, actually, no one knows that guy. Let me pick a different question.
Who was it?
It was
Hernan Gomez.
Ruben Wolkowalski.
Oh, man. I was so close, bro.
Okay. How many times did Michael Jordan win the dunk contest?
Three.
That is correct, Liam.
Those three times. Those weren't even like good giant dunks, though.
Okay.
He won three times. That was a question. All right. Question wasn't how good was his dunk. How many times did he win?
My fault.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Brendan. My question is, who is the tallest dunk contest champion? And I'll give you a hint. They're pretty recent.
Obi Toppin.
Or not crazy recent, Obi but Toppin. 2000s. Not Obi.
DeAndre Jordan.
Obi Toppin was like 6'8".
DeAndre Jordan.
Blake Griffin.
Nope.
Not either of those.
Just keep going. Keep shooting.
I don't know.
Aaron Gordon never
Superman.
Won. Aaron Gordon
I said
never Shaq.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
Howard. Brendan got that one. Okay. And Brendan's going to be asking the next question.
All right. Which player had the following stat line? 0 points, 28 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Is it relevant?
Yeah, he's a pretty relevant guy.
Is he playing now?
Draymond Green. Dennis Rodman.
Correct.
Let's go.
That's a good stat.
All right. Which player won Rookie of the Year with Portland?
Dame. Malcolm Brogdon?
Nope.
He's not on Portland.
Clyde Drexler?
No. He's from Seattle.
LaMarcus Aldridge?
He's from Seattle.
Brandon Roy?
Yep. B-Roy.
Right, so.
Shucks. Darn. Okay.
Yeah, next time.
Milo's up.
You're up.
You're up. I just went.
Oh, you did?
I just asked the question.
Real talk? Okay, my fault.
Who was the...
There you go.
Rookie of the Year with Portland.
How many rings do Karl Malone, John Stockton, Carmelo Anthony,
zero.
Chris Paul... It's zero. Yeah. It's going to be how much do they all have combined. Brendan got that one.
Which NBA team drafted Kobe right out of high school?
Charlotte.
Correct.
Not
the Lakers.
Yeah. What could have been?
Not the Lakers, guys. Not the Lakers. All right. Milo's up.
In 2008, which Nuggets star made the most points in a quarter with 33?
Carmelo Anthony.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Shoot, I'm caught lacking.
I know.
Okay.
Liam, you got one?
I got one. Who is the all-time leader in blocks in the NBA?
Kareem.
Hakeem?
Yep, Hakeem.
Let's go.
Yep, Hakeem.
I think I'm winning this.
3,830, I think.
I don't know if you're winning this.
I think he's leading this.
What Canadian cities have had an NBA team?
Toronto.
Vancouver. Toronto.
Correct. And another bonus question, where did the Vancouver go?
Memphis.
Correct.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. Who? Oh, Milo's up.
Oh, I'm up. Who owns the record, as of 2010, who owned the record for most technical fouls
Draymond
committed?
Green.
Chauncey Billups?
Draymond?
Nope.
Ben Wallace?
Nope. His brother. What's his name?
I forget his... something Wallace.
Starts with an R.
Rasheed Wallace.
Rasheed Wallace.
Malice at the
yeah, I got those mixed up.
41 technical fouls as of 2010.
Should this be our last question, Liam?
Sure, why not? Brendan.
Make it a good one, then.
And Malo, sure. Okay, this one has two answers, but you only need one of them. Who is the all-time leader in blocks in a single NBA game with 12?
Dwight Howard?
Hakeem?
Nope.
Bill Russell?
Nope.
Wilt?
Nope. His son is in the NBA right now.
His son
is in the NBA.
Oh, Manute Bol.
Yeah, got it.
Dang.
Let's
Brendan
go.
Got it. It was Manute Bol and Elmore Smith who both had 12 blocks.
I've never heard of Elmore Smith.
Some bum, probably, honestly.
Yeah.
Brendan, you're probably better, honestly.
He would get 12 blocks in a game.
Yeah,
it's
like a good 7'7". How tall is Elmore Smith?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. How tall is Elmore Smith? Elmore Smith is 7 foot flat. So
I mean, yeah,
pretty big guy. Honestly,
yeah,
for 12 blocks.
Not that tall, dude.
For 12 blocks.
All right, so should we wrap it up?
Yep. Well, that is another episode of Three in the Key in the books. Make sure to tune in next Thursday.
I hope you
Thursday.
Guys enjoyed listening.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure to tune in next Thursday for another episode. And as always,
Three in the Key out.